Recording in progress, man.
On top of my head. Revolutionary World, be your son. I probably started that a little too. And so I don't know, but for the sake of the Zoom, I'm sitting here waiting on the DJ back at WTAN 10 Talk Radio. And which reminds me, I might want to turn my mic up. All right.
Freeing you credentialed and degreed authorities, accomplished activists, the news-making pioneers who changed the course of conversations for the better, and who you might be surprised to find are often among the majority. It's not much of a talk show, more of a news show, Liberation Station radio show, Tuesdays 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, theliberationstation.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Listen to the latest pet trends with benefits on the Pet Buzz every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Join pet trendologist Charlotte Reed and veterinarian Dr. Michael Fleck as they talk all things pets, from animal health and wellness, money-saving tips, celebrity gossip, breaking news, and more. Their expert guests are in the know and in the now. To learn more about this unique program and its hosts, tune into the show on the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Are you a writer, inventor? Do you have questions about your intellectual property rights? Well, tune in every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 11 o'clock for Joy on Paper. Once a month, I will have a special guest, the writer's legal eagle, Bill Larson of Larson & Larson, who can answer your questions. Protect your valuable work. Email me your questions to patsy.radio@gmail.com and then listen in every Tuesday and Thursday at 11 a.m. right here on Tampa Bay's TAN Talk Radio Network. That's patsy.radio@gmail.com.
Tampa Bay's TAN Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
I cannot explain. I cannot explain.
Why can't you explain?
I cannot explain.
Been crying for years. Daddy died, brother died. Nothing changed, same tears. Been fighting all my life, same fears. Like police lights and prison bars. That's real, homie, that's real. I can't explain, that's just what it is. Ghetto kids versus ghetto stars. Stiletto shoes on Lil Mars. Pardon me, Lil girls, they hardly even grown up. Got grown folk, they getting high with them young folk. Like, that's what's up, you know. Always talking that same stuff, you know. Mad at you if you ain't lame enough. Like Charlie Brown, same sound. Like, wow, 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 wow. Can't explain what I can understand. Like government and laws of the land. Land of the free, why ain't nothing free. Uncle Sam, he ain't no kin to me. Got no time for frenemies. That's great friends slash enemies. Always pretend to be on your team. Till you're in need, then you're on your own. Just when you thought you were all alone. The footprint got us running strong. About to bring it home. I can't explain how a slave song could be an anthem. They fed us all of that bull crap. Well, if it tastes good, then have some.
I cannot explain. I cannot explain.
Oh man,
I cannot explain.
One thing we know for sure.
I cannot explain. God is good.
We just keep on fighting.
I cannot explain.
That's right, man. I cannot explain. Some things just can't be explained. That's all to it. This your boy Crown Dion, man. Revolutionary Road Radio Show. And hey, grateful to be here. That's all to it. Just grateful to be in the building. Yeah, man. So I think, Ed, what's up, Ed? I appreciate you. Thank you. That was I wanted to start out like that because there's so much going on in the world that we simply cannot explain. My brother. So okay. How we looking on the funds, man? All Black Matters. Can you tell us how we looking on the funds for the orphanage in Haiti? Yes, man, indeed. That's just
My brother in Haiti, who we raised some funds for, he a hard worker, tireless worker, endless worker. And so I see he on, I see he plugged in tonight. I appreciate him, but more than anything, we appreciate the people that's come together and has done a great job doing what they can to raise funds for that brother and the situation at hand. Not the brother himself, but the children. And so, yeah, man, it's just been beautiful. And I got something else for you, my brother, also. But that's tonight, you know. We thank you, everybody, for joining in. 1340 AM, Tan Talk Radio in beautiful, beautiful, beautiful downtown Clearwater. Also, 106.1 FM. And this is Crown Dion. And we're on Tan Talk Radio, Revolutionary Road Radio Show, man. The kids are doing good. This is from my brother. The kids are doing good. And we also thank you all for your contributions toward the rent so the kids can have a roof. Let me see. Hold on one second. Man, that always do me like that. So the kids can have a roof over their head. Love that. Loving that. Loving that. Yeah, man, that's indeed. So the kids are doing good. My brother doing good. The fundraisers who pitching in from Revolutionary Road, from the ministries, whatever ministry you may represent, I don't know who all. I know Kay Tamon's house. Today we got a house done, repaired, and we plan to move forward this week. That's what's going on. So, hey, man, God is good. And, you know, a lot of times we can't see our way and we can't understand what God, how it's going to happen, when it's going to happen, where it's going to happen, who it's going to happen through. But you know what, man? God just make it, it just happens. And that's a fact. It just seemed to happen all the time. So, man, I've been looking in the news, man, and I think one of the first things I want to talk about is this young lady. It's Black History Month, and I think instead of not, I'm not a huge Black History Month in particular person, because I actually focus on my history 12 months a year. And so that's what's popping. My brother, yes, God is great. Indeed. Yes, he is. We now need to keep the fundraising ongoing. That's right. That's right. Because we got to improve the housing. I mean, when we consider this, I won't lose my train of thought, my people. Consider this. How you doing, my brother? If you'd like to join, you can give me a thumbs up and I'll definitely bring you on the camera. I sure appreciate you. Either one of y'all. Consider this. $2,000 in Haiti can provide housing for a full year. And we're talking about housing for approximately 13 children. You know, that's no small thing. That's not a small thing. And I think we can easily think in our minds how easily we can actually go through. My brother Dale, what's going on with you? So we can easily see in our minds how easily we can go through $2,000. I mean, like really, really quick. And so it's like, what reasons would we not have to, you know, miss out on a blunt or two, miss out on a party or two, miss out on a, you know, whatever, you know, a good weekend of hanging out. Because $2,000 don't go far. And I probably, you know, it go farther than what I just said, but you know, for some people, it don't go even that far. And so I'm just saying that we can easily provide for my brother here, and not only my brother, but to the children in Haiti, all over the world who have almost, you know, nothing. And I'm sure if my brother was fending for himself, he wouldn't be asking for nothing. But it just so happens that he has 13 children that he's also fighting and fending for. And so, yeah, man, so if we can do that, You know, the brother will, I'm pretty sure he'll put in the feed where's the fundraising going on right now. And, you know, $1 goes a long way. Just imagine if 2,000 people agreed with me right now and gave a dollar. You know, that's how simple it is, a dollar. And so since, you know, if that's not the case, hopefully you can give a little bit more. But if that is the case, we could get just a dollar. That goes a long way. It's Crown Dion with Revolutionary Road, man. And it's a beautiful, beautiful Monday night. I don't know who you voted for, but we probably got one of the best, Super Bowls that we've had in years. If you're a sports person like me, you know the history of Super Bowls, and it's just, I mean, wait a minute, Atlanta and New England was pretty good because everybody counted Tom Brady out and everybody had to give Matt Ryan a Super Bowl, and Tom Brady said nah. So that was pretty good. And Tom Brady with Seattle with Russell Wilson, and then a bad play with Beast Mode. They should have gave it to Beast Mode. But having said that, the playoffs combined with this Super Bowl was awesome. Yes. So, quickly just say, hey, shout out to the Rams. Big ups. I told everybody. All right. Anyway. Yeah, man, we got some people that's been just really, really giving, man. Marie L. Fortune. And the website is supporthaiti.org. Supporthaiti.org. We want to thank people like Marie L. Fortune, David Reppert, Dennis Siegel, Kimberly Brinson. Ah, Kimberly Brinson, that's beautiful. What's up, I Kim? That's I Keep It Moving. I spoke to Kim today. She's doing some good things with some music coming up. So y'all make sure y'all be on that to support that. Somebody who's actually singing, doing music and some of the funds that she get toward music, you can obviously see where it goes to help people like the 13 children in Haiti with my brother, Jean Francois. Courtney Walsh, Shelly Mountain College, Dennis Siegel is watching. What's up, my brother Dennis? And I've been working with Dennis for a long time. And Crown Dion, that's me. Hey, watch out. That's me. Good looking brother. That's right. And Dennis Siegel, he does a lot of work in the prison system with youth. And so, I mean, you know, the record itself speaks toward everything that you're seeing, because it's not a short record. It's not a record that just so happened by day, and these people just came and felt sorry for 1 minute of their time and then decided to give, and then they just disappeared. A lot of these people are repetitive people that feel like, for some reason, you know, for the most part, I'm gonna just go out on a limb and say, God put it in people's heart. You know, because there are millions of people that are starving, hungry, homeless, mental health, all kinds of situations. But when God take it in particular and say, I'm going to touch these people so that they move to help you. And in this particular situation, my brother, I'm talking about you and those 13. And you and you and you, whatever situation you are in, when God reach out and touch people to help you in your situation, wherever you are at, you have to be thankful. And you have to understand that your situation is not isolated. And so when people go out on a limb and really dig deep within themselves to support something bigger than themselves, it's good to be grateful. It's also good to notice that is from God. And I appreciate my brother because he speaks, he understands that a lot of people are starving. A lot of people are hungry. He sees that in his own country every day. And so he understands that for him to be able to reach out and get the help that he's looking for, that's a blessing. And so, that's more than just people giving. That's God. And we just thankful for that, and we want to be thankful for notate that. Oh yeah, no doubt, man. No doubt, my brother. No doubt. Yeah, no doubt. That's what we do. That's what we're doing right here. And so so with talking about when we deal with the Olympics, I want to talk about this sister in particular. How you doing? Yes. So this sister in particular is Black history, and why not talk about something that happened for the first time in Black history? So we made Black history in the Olympics, and not just Black history, but Olympic history. And so Olympic kind of sound like real history. That's just me. I could be wrong, you know. But so speed skating. Speed skating? Yeah, speed skating. Hey, I appreciate that, brother. I appreciate that. Show, my brother said shows like mine should be viral. You know what? I agree. And not just because it's me, but only because I know I'm telling the truth. And so my regard for the people and the reason why I'm speaking is just, I don't know, brother. You know, that's, we got a duty, and I thank God why I still got my little voice and why we still got technology and before the people actually shut it down. Let me tell you something. If you're paying attention to what's going on in Canada, I won't lose my train of thought about my sister from Africa. I mean, from she is African, but I won't lose my train of thought about the sister from Ocala, the Black history. Because I want to say this. Because my brother just said something that was really important. Yes, indeed. I like that. The brother just brought up the fact that they are the first, and you are. The first independent country, Black country. That's to be notated about Haiti. And you know, as much as people don't like to actually give Haiti its credit and its due, And to talk about the strengths. You know, we always hear about the negatives. We never hear about the strengths. Well, when you're talking about continuous slave nations, when you're talking about continuous, you know, downtrodden communities and nations that haven't gotten up yet, you look at Haiti with a little bit more respect. You know, they fought their own freedom, and that's why they're in the condition, actually. They did exactly what nations demanded them to do that really didn't have a right to demand to have those demands, and it was really something that nations didn't think they was going to be able to do. But you know, God is good.
And hush, I'm going to put a pamper on you too. You're going to see.
Should definitely improve. It's ridiculous, but that shows you the backlash of a government when you stand up. And it's sad that generations of children, it's sad that those 13 children and so many, okay. It's sad that those 13 children and so many other children in the country with them, and for generations to come, are suffering just at the hands of, you know, America wanting to be in full control. And not just America, but the backlash of, as my brother said, Napoleon and the troops back in the days. Actually, he's speaking of the defeat of Napoleon and the troops back in the days. But America, they're going to continue to dish out that brutal punishment as long as they can until we all organize actually behind that country. For my sister, Black history being made in the Olympics this year. For speed skating, they never had a gold. I don't even know if they've had a person medal. I'm not sure. But if they have had a person medal, they haven't had the medal to this point. And so, I do want to say, what's her name? Aaron Jackson from Ocala, Florida. Now, this story goes, it's important for two reasons. First of all, Aaron Jackson, a Black person had never won a gold in speed skating. She did not qualify for the event for the Olympics. Five of my children were abandoned by family members. Now they have only me in the world as a father and mother to them. Yeah. We're the one that provides freedom to any black slaves once he touches. Yeah. That was part of it all, brother. You ought to come on one night and we talk about that. Like really, really in particular, we should talk about some of that, because I find that really interesting. And I find that a conversation in itself, slaves being freed and Haiti being the one place. And not only was it the one place they could go, sometimes they were taken there as what they thought would be a form of punishment too. So one day we should really get into that one week, brother. This sister was given her spot by another teammate, a Caucasian, which is why, you know, this is a twofold blessing and testimony for the sister who had never, I kind of assume she's young, in her early 20s. So I'm assuming it's her first Olympics. And being that a black person had never medaled in this particular category, speed racing on skates, and this sister blew the competition out. I'm talking about she blew them out. And like I said, her name is Erin Jackson. She is from Florida. So shout out to Erin Jackson. If you're in Ocala, Florida, and you know Erin, give a pat to you, yourself, because that's your home team. If you see her in the city, understand that she did a big thing and recognize her for that, because that is powerful. And so, yes, like I said, Erin Jackson from Ocala, Florida. That's a beautiful thing. You know what? You know what's funny? To my sisters out there, Okay, so I'm not trying to start nothing. So every time, I ain't gonna say every time, that would be an exaggeration. So the last few times, gave up. Thank you. Hey, look here, she's always on it. You had some noise. Could I unmute you, or you feel safe with it still muted? You want me to stay, keep it muted? Anyway, my good friend and silent co-host, she looked up the information, and that teammate, and I thought she was worthy of being named. Her name was Brittany Bowe. She gave up a spot. The sister did not qualify. I want to say that. The black young sister did not qualify for this Olympics. Love you, Unc. Told you the Rams would win. Ah, yeah, that's right. Oh, man. That's right. Yeah. No, I told you the Rams would win. Okay. And so the sister did not qualify. And this Caucasian, and I really wanted to point that out, because, you know, I just thought that was important to point out. It's not like her sister gave up the spot. I don't know what the reasoning is behind it, and it could be several reasons, as my silent co-host brought up today. The conditions in China right now are so bad that she just not want to go. But when you think of Olympics, and when you think of the way this sister blew the competition out, I'm just thinking that this. I mean, that's big. And so either Brittany Bowe was touched with the whole just this black love right now that's going on, this kumbaya, or she knew the sister was better at the time, or she Black History Month could have possibly played a role, or she just did not want to go due to the conditions in China right now. And that's very plausible, because they are horrible. Some of the people who are athletes are being treated almost like the people who are being held, the 1 million, almost probably 2 million Muslims that are being held in China as so-called people being in school and reprogrammed. But to be reprogrammed, let me tell you something. I've been reprogrammed. And when they reprogrammed me, it was called a rehabilitation center. In other words, a correctional center, correctional, reprogram, correct these brothers. And there are so many brothers in our country that are right now in these so-called prisons, AKA correctional facilities, AKA rehabilitation facilities, or reprogramming facilities. And so sometimes it works out for the good, you know, and sometimes it doesn't. God is good. We're coming up at the bottom of the hour, man. And yeah, man. Ed, are you ready? Are we ready? Are you ready for some football? Go Rams, man. That was a good Super Bowl. I don't know if you're listening, Ed, but we kind of ready for
the State of the Union address.
Excuse me?
He said the State of the Union was good, so I just kind of gave him a State of the Union according to Crown Yard. That's all. It's national wailing going on out here, man. You know. So here it is. State of the Union. Lack of education. Funny you ask me that. Lack of in the South, but it's so cold with development. I'm in the same heat, but it's freezing. Yeah. Out in LA where it's so hot, but it's so cold out here. Rest in peace, Nipsey.
Got that dress. Rest in peace, Nipsey.
State of the Union.
State of
the Union. Crown.
Get up, boss.
Come in and give me some nasty and wailing on this.
How could it make you so hot? Hot. Greed heart so cold.
Stuff together before we lose everybody. Now when I say everybody, some say they don't care about it. You making 100K, man. You ain't nowhere near the projects. You ain't nowhere near the potters. Desperation all the way. They just sit back from afar. Tell us pray for better days. Tell us pray for better ways. We ain't praying hard enough. Like if you been struggling, then you must not love God enough. Okay, okay, partners. Yeah, we're not for coming through. Hypocrisy ain't cool with me, but clearly it don't bother you. Hello, we gon' play the fool. They don't make it a break in the rules. I know, I'm nobody. Please just hear my point of view. I don't say no. You be like, man, who is you? You can't recognize my voice because I'm spitting straight. Where my Nipsey crew? Biggie, I'm a pop fan. All my favorite writers, singers, rappers, I'm a rock band. Wait, we got a gift for the music. Wait, so let me show you how to use it. 80% they abuse it. Truthfully, I must say it's confusing. They turn around and blame the youth and blame they turn your child down. They make it reverent. Tell the people calming down. Calming down. Drama now. You need that grant. You need that jet. Don't want no marching now. You can be the mayor next. See, it's systematic. Systematic. It ain't black on black. It ain't how they feel. It ain't what they say. It ain't what they write. We don't really feel that way. Just live that way. We put the crowds in the bucket. A lot of real lives get killed that way. Hold up, wait. I needed a smoke break. But just remember in this life, man, ain't no smoke breaks. First of all, feel safe. Feel safe in our own hood. Especially when foreigners get down their own hood. That ain't no good. Say buy you some art.
Say buy you some
boss. Say buy the blocks. And Nipsey touch them hearts.
Marathon.
We should all be buying that. I've been thinking independent. We should all be trying that. Revolution's the solution. Ain't no more denying that. Putting God in front and we should all just get behind that.
So cold.
pain in the streets.
On the basics of life.
My life, your life, 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 twice. My life, your life, life, twice.
Indeed, life, life. Think twice if you can. If you got to, man, think three times. Sometimes that's what it takes, you know. I've been there, trust me, I know. Man. And so, yeah, I wanted to give a shout out to that sister, Aaron Jackson, and I definitely appreciate. I forgot her name already. I'm glad, and I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one that's glad, but Brittany Bowe for giving up her spot. And so anyway, I was talking about some of the first of all, let's go back, like Canada. Like, if you're paying attention, the control that they are displaying should be scary. And like I said, only if you're paying attention. So what's some of the most powerful things in the most important things to the infrastructure of any country? It would be trucking. I mean, it would be, you know, delivery type services. And so I would say the trucking industry. And, you know, I probably wouldn't have thought that way, you know, 2 years ago. But now that we see, I mean, because the shipping and the boats, but I mean, within a nation, within this North America, the truckers, hands down. And so look at what's going on in Canada. And the truckers decided that we are going to speak out against this mandate, because we're not seeing some of the mandates that other countries are seeing. And some of these countries are taking it a little too far with the political stuff. And so, yes. So what they're doing in Canada is really, I think it's great. I think it's awesome, you know. But what happened is, if you pay attention, you don't hear any backing from other countries. You don't hear any support. And today, Justin Trudeau came out and said, this is what he said. After speaking to the opposing powers that be, now, that mean the Russia, the Germany, even possibly America. I would definitely say America, China, anybody, Australia, anybody who's dealing with this COVID madness, vaccine madness, check it out. This is why I say that, because if it works in Canada, guess what? Do you think America not shaking, watching what's going on in Canada right now? Because they emphatically shut down trade. They have shut it down. So if you ain't watching You need to watch it and pay attention because you can. It's important. It's important for a couple of reasons because we're seeing how things get done. This ain't no controlled movement like Black Lives Matter and Antifa. These people not leaving. These people not working for nobody. They not. They don't have people bringing them millions of dollars out there. They got poor people, common people bringing them gas to keep their trucks running while they shutting down the highways. They shutting down trade to America. That means they shutting down trade to Canada from America. And so what did Justin Trudeau come out and say today? Because of this, I'm declaring martial law. Martial law. Now, see, that might not mean a lot to people here because, you know, we don't see the type of movements that we used to see. You know, we don't see the type of fighting and arrogance. I shouldn't say arrogance. I should actually say desperation and anger and madness. They say if you ain't mad, you should be. You know, and so what we see in Canada, man, is awesome. You know, it's so crazy that we have to watch other people do what we should be doing. I mean, you know, I don't have a truck, but I can imagine. I definitely understand just wanting to be a trucker and understanding travel myself and seeing all of the crates stuck out in California, just seeing and understanding the shipments, looking at Family Dollar. Man, if you live in the hood and you've been to your Family Dollar lately, you missing baked beans. Look at me. Well, I had to say them baked beans first, didn't I? Man, but I'm trying to tell you something. Your shelves are empty and we saw it coming and wouldn't acknowledge it. You know, even Walmart taking a hit too. And so that's because it's stuck out there in the water. And by the time you get it, man, you better check your date. Check your dates on your food when it finally hit the shelf, because chances are it's a lot closer to expiration than it would have been. Oh, man. And so it's not funny. It's not funny. I want to say rest in peace to Pocahontas. And I don't mean Pocahontas as in the TV reality, the actual Native American. I don't, because I don't want nobody to think I'm making a slanderous statement. So I don't mean the Native American Pocahontas. I want to just straighten that record by saying I want to say a shout out to one Miss Gladys Hubbard. And I appreciate you for coming on, Demetrius, LaQuista, John, D, WTAN, Tan Talk Radio, and everybody else who I saw earlier, my nephew, and everybody else, man, you know, and the statements that was made about this, me, I should be viral. Yes, I should. Anyway, so yeah, man, if we got to pay attention to what's going on, because what's going on in other countries, especially a country that close, Canada is like right, you know, like Clearwater, St. Pete, you know, Tampa, St. Pete, you know, right across the bridge. I mean, like literally Canada. Yeah. Yeah. So that's not a joke. And when a man come out and say, I spoke to the powers that are opposed in this, you know, Canada, you know, we saw how Trump did him. He a chump already, Justin Trudeau. And so that man said, when I spoke to the powers that be, it's clear that they don't want this, so we pulling out martial law. In other words, them people got to go. Are they going? You're going to start seeing a lot of arrest. A lot of different things. They already threatened them with up to a year in jail. So it's things like that. And so you wonder why we don't see that. Probably we should be asking some of the political leaders here. Why? Why not? And so because, you know, if you stay in line, you don't have to worry about stuff like that. If you do exactly what they ask you to do and tell you to do or program us to do, you don't have to worry about stuff like that. But at some point, and I'm not saying everybody should go against the system, but at some point, it is logical to be able to question something and not be looked at as a villain for questioning it, right? Right. Oh, like what? Like, for instance, so for my sisters, for my women, for my sisters. Now, it is no longer, let us see. So my sister D, my silent co-host has said, it is no longer a lawful protest, a disagreement over government policy. It is now an illegal occupation. It is time for the people. That's, boy, look at here. Did you hear that? That is exactly, and I'm so glad that you read that, because those are the words he said. He made it clear that he said the right words to call in the National Guard. You know, he didn't say that, I'm saying it. And so, yeah, he made it clear that he's going to call in the heavy hitters. I thought, and yes, another beautiful voice to join me with banter. How are you doing, my sister? Why, you muted on purpose, or did I ask? You got to unmute. Oh, okay.
I was muting. My bad.
Yes.
My bad. I was studying. I had those girls tonight, and I looked at my watch, and your email, I was like, oh, I forgot about a Revolution Rush. I got to jump on the show real quick before you all go.
Yeah. Hey, listen, that it's always appreciated. And you know what? 10 minutes with you is like 30. You can get it out. And you know what, Kim, I'm talking about, it's been a great show. It's been a great one. First of all, we had a sister in Ocala, Florida, win a gold medal in speed skating.
Oh, that's what's up.
Skating. You know, that's something that we don't do much unless we, you know, people don't know we do it. I shouldn't say that, but it's not often in our communities that we have skating rings. And right. You know, we don't always want to drive way to Largo. If you're in our area, we know how far we got to go just to skate. And so, you know, skating don't happen on a regular.
And it's true. My daughter Lexi just started learning how to skate.
Yeah.
And she just told me today how excited she was because she learned how to skate backwards. So
right.
It's something that you gotta be intentional about, because that's not close.
And guess what? I was just going to say the reality of it, and because you said it. So she just started learning. Why is that? She's grown now.
Yep.
She has her own car. She's a responsible young lady. So, you know, it's like if she wasn't trying to beat up mom to take her and this and that, it's just not that interesting when you're younger. You can't get to it unless mom takes you. You want to be able to go and do these things by yourself. So I would say having that transportation, just being able to leave the community, which some of us can't do. Man. And so, Justin, that we was talking about the trucking industry. Oh, first of all, the young lady in from Ocala, she won in speed skating, and she blew the competition out. First time a black person got a medal in that category. But more importantly, this was the beautiful thing. I thought it was beautiful that she did it. But a young Caucasian, or let me not say young, but her teammate who qualified gave her her spot because she did not qualify. And her teammate was Caucasian. A lot of different reasons could have played into that. We know the conditions in China, but God could have simply touched her heart, you know, and said, hey, it's this girl time. Being that she blew the competition out, she could have said, hey, she better than me. A lot of different things could have happened, but I thought that was awesome.
Did it. Absolutely.
In Canada, they got the truckers. I don't know if you saw that, but the truckers that's shutting it down. They like, hey, we tired of this mandate.
Oh, yeah. I did see some of it.
Oh, man. So it's getting ridiculous to the point where Justin Trudeau came out and made a statement today, and D put it up. This is what he said. It is no longer a lawful protest, a disagreement over government policy. It has now become an occupation. It is time for the people to go home. You know, when they use that word, occupation, That's bringing in, we could bring in the big heads. We could start hitting some heads, and they told them to go home. They started talking about fines that year up to a year in jail. Martial law has been declared. And before he said it, he said, I talked to the powers that are opposing this. I definitely believe America is one of those opposing powers. You know why? Because if it works, if that worked, if y'all let them truckers keep doing what they're doing, and these truckers in America see it, nah, you got to shut this down right now. You looking a little weak, you got to shut it down. And yeah, man. So I think it's you know, we sometimes we see stuff and we stare it right in the face. Yeah, we as black people made it. They're allowing that to go on. Yeah. Well, you know what? A lot of times, we are. This is one of them situations that my sister probably would point out a little quicker. Sometimes that I was always ignorant to look at and recognize, but we fail to realize and recognize the contribution so often that white people have brought to the table and continue to bring to the table. I say that in regards to the revolutionary movement, to a lot of white people that I see that lost their lives taking black people back to Alabama after a march that I'm learning about. Like I say, I'm starting to look into Black History Month in a different way since I'm always conscious of my Black history. So now I'm looking at other parts of Black history that I refuse to ever acknowledge or look at. And so it's beautiful. And so I just said that because these truckers are doing something phenomenal. And I probably will bet the same amount I bet it on the Super Bowl, and I won. Wasn't much, but I probably bet it ain't a lot of, it's a lot of black truckers, but I don't know how many of them out there. They like this here. Go. That's it.
Go. I'm with you from here. Zoom in, dog. Zoom in. I'm in the waiting room. Add me from the waiting room. Zoom in. Send me a link.
Yes. Zoom in. Send me a link. Oh my goodness. Woo! God is good. Hold on.
I love the time. What I love about the fact you said, you know, you've been looking at Black history, you know, and looking at a different side of Black history lately. And I think that what they would call this is your view of the American history side, because you're looking at it from a different lens. Because they forget that Black history is American history. American Black history, that's American history. Like, whether you want to talk about it or not.
When it come to, sorry about that. The last few firsts that kind of came to mind, like the last few times they had a
first woman to do this or to do that has been a transgender man. I want to know how you feel about that.
Say again, to do what?
To that.
Hold on, I see Dee just asked a question. She says, segue from these controversies, how you feel about masks required at the Super Bowl for attendees 2 years and older? But since the mandate was lifted for indoor events, so many celebrities seen not wearing them. Do they get a pass? Not in my opinion. They probably got one. I mean, but, you know, in my opinion, they're more likely to be infected because, well, they're celebrities, so they're not staying indoors. Right. So they may be vaccinated or not. But the reality about vaccinations are you can still pass along the disease.
Right.
If you get hospitalized, you just may not be in the hospital as long as someone who is not vaccinated, but you can still pass it to somebody that's vaccinated or not vaccinated. And you can still end up in the hospital, whether you are one or the other. So I think that if you have a mask mandate, everybody should be in compliance to it in order to protect everybody around them. But that's just my personal opinion.
I agree. That was a great CC Facts. Thanks. I agree. I definitely agree too. That was a big question, big controversy. And then they made a real big deal about it, you know, but they say once they got in, all of that fake, you know, restriction stuff, it was dead, you know, and that's America. I mean, I shouldn't say America, but I should say that's the political hypocrisy behind things.
Yeah.
And we got like 1 or 2 minutes, but I wanted to say the swimmer in pen at the school. I think it's so sad that these young girls who had a dream of being swimmers, they're probably never, these dreams are shut down.
I agree.
I say that in contrast to this man is breaking all of these records. He's making it to where female swimmers and the government, the schools, the boards are behind it. And I say that to think about the African girl who was an actual woman.
Woman, yeah, who they put out from the Olympics because she had too much testosterone.
He said she had too much testosterone. And so this is the hypocrisy that we're dealing with.
Absolutely.
It is sad. They took that girl medals. She blew out everybody. They took her medals. She has not gotten them back. And now we have a man comfortably blowing young girls out in the water to the point where some of them have watched their dreams go away.
A lot of them have quit because they feel like there's no reason, which I think is, and it sucks. I feel like when it's all said and done, give them their own league. If you feel like it's unfair for him to be a part, he waited to transition until after he went through puberty, she, you know, you got to throw those pronouns out there. Yep. She waited until after puberty to decide to make the transition. At the end of the day, she needs to be in a league by herself with others.
And guess what else? One quick thing. Number one, as he is now, number one, number 90 something.
As a yes, in the gender that he was
didn't
born.
Even have a didn't stand no. a chance.
In my opinion, I'm not going to say because I can't say what his inner side say, but it's like, did you make this transition as a means to, because you could. In 10 years, will you still be transitioned?
Yep. Hey, man, it's been beautiful. I'm so glad, sis. Like I said, 10 minutes with you. It's a lot of dynamite. Facebook, out of here. WTAN 10 Talk Radio. Thank you, Ed, as always. Thank you, D. Thank you, sis. Clown Dion. And
good to see you, D.
As we say, God is good all the time.
All the time.
Bam.
Who was never afraid to stand up to the cops.
Right.
He preached peace and love to all of the above, and no one can ever take that lesson from us.
Speak it.
Thank you, Lord God. Lord, to be a people's person and
Reverend
do the work
Christ.
Of God, I've come to the conclusion that you have to be these things. You have to have some boldness. You have to be radical. You have to have unity with the people. You have to have courage. And you simply have to be everyone as the Bible tells us.
Say that again.
That's Bruce.
Boldness and radical.
Thank you, Rebel, for this beat.
Boldness and radical.
Thank you, Christina, Michael. Thank you, Barbara. We want to talk about Bruce for a second. Because he belongs to you,
everyone.
He also belongs to the people. He made it that way, you know? It just so happened to be that. God made it that way, too. Y'all believe that? Let's receive that. I walk with the man, talk with the man. I don't really need much feedback. Nah. That's the truth. Bruce, this was for you. Bruce, while you rest in power, just keep the fight in each of you. Saint Pete for peace. Saint Pete for peace. Better rest for peace. This. Keep the fight. Never cease.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZ.
That's right.
Night.
Good night. Good night. Love, light, and good night. Peace.
Love you.
That's a good ending. Love you, sis.